Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
This is the second part of what was a recorded interview with Dr. Jane Goodall. What an amazing individual she is. At the age of 85, still traveling all over the world to make a difference. And boy, she continues to make a difference. We launch right into it as I ask her, well, we could see the difference. We could see what's happening in the world. We can maybe today understand her messaging because we can all see it. Places like YouTube, instantly, it's right there for us to look at.
Yes, there's a growing awareness. We've got to get the change in behavior, though. That's what Roots and Shoots is about. Mm-hmm. They educate their parents. And, you know, now because people are more aware, like there are substitutes for plastic made out of I think it's citrus rind, the potato skins, which serves to keep food fresh.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. Huh. You know, so because people are becoming more aware, our amazing brain, and this is what's so weird, we're the most intellectual species to ever walk the planet, with no question. I mean, animals are way, way, way more intelligent than we thought, which is why I carry Ratty and pigs. Pigs are as intelligent as dogs. And people need to understand that we're not the only thinking, feeling beings. And, you know, cows that we treat like as if they have no feelings, no personalities, and that's not true. But
so right along with that.
So
yes.
So I can't remember.
No, that's okay. So there's an initiative in veterinary medicine that I wanted to ask you about. It's called Fear Free. It actually began in veterinary medicine. And we now know that, this is what made me think of it, our dogs and cats have the same emotions we do. What's up here, the chemistry that's up here, is pretty much identical to you and me, right? Mm-hmm. We now know that it's not opinion, it's now fact.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the behaviorists and people who do what I do, actually some of us feel that a lot of cats in particular, but a lot of dogs too, actually think they're going to die when they go to the veterinary clinic because they are that terrified. So one veterinarian came along and said, we need to fix this. And it's easy. We now have tools that we can use to fix it. And then the dog trainers said, we love this idea. We want to be a part of this too. And the dog groomers are saying the same thing. And the behavior consultants, which is my group, saying the same thing. Does that make sense to you? And I ask you in two different ways, well, three, based on what you just said about all these guys mm-hmm. having brain chemistry that we don't necessarily, and feelings, true feelings that we don't necessarily, yeah, that we don't necessarily think about, for starters, but also that I happen to know it was a dog that started it all for you in some ways. So does that idea resonate with you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when I got to Cambridge to do my PhD, I'd been with the chimps 2 years, and I was told I'd done everything wrong. Chimps should have had numbers and not names. That was science. And I hadn't been to college, you see. And I was told I couldn't talk about personality, minds capable of solving problems, and I couldn't talk about emotion, because they were unique to us. So back in 1960, it was thought there was a difference in kind between us and other animals. And I learned from my dog as a child that that wasn't true. You can't share your life in a meaningful way with a dog, a cat, a rat, a pig, a bird, and not know that, of course, we're not the only beings with personalities, minds, and emotions. And this is what I was writing about in the early 60s. And I couldn't have studied at that time animal emotions because I was told it didn't exist, only for us. Now you can study it.
And now we know better. So does this idea, which is just called fear-free, but does it, it's a good name for it, but does it resonate with you, do you think?
Well, I haven't really heard much about this fear-free, but I certainly know there's ways of alleviating fear in an animal. And there's a lot of communication that goes on that most people wouldn't believe in, but I've had, you know, many examples of it.
Yeah, I think our dogs and cats are always talking to us, in a sense, and whether we pay attention or notice, I don't know, but they are always asking us questions, they're always communicating with us. I mean, for goodness sakes, we evolved with dogs.
From
literally.
Wolves. And we are killing wolves, coyotes. It makes me so angry.
When we destroy, and my time is running down, so I don't want to be too selfish with my time, but I know I haven't asked you about this yet, and it's the forest. So as we destroy the forest, shortcut to a direct question, are we going to destroy ourselves?
If we continue destroying the forest and the ocean, then we will create a world that will be uninhabitable for our descendants. And that's why for me, you know, this is why I'm traveling 300 days a year. This is why I go to as many countries as I can. Because I care about the wilderness, I care about forests, I have a spiritual connection with something when I'm out in the forest. I care about animals, I care about children too. I've got grandchildren. Soon, probably a great grandchild will come along.
Oh.
And, what's their future going to be like if we carry on with business as usual? And, you know, if governments would stop subsidizing oil and gas companies, if they would subsidize clean, green energy, then we could be off the grid. We could have a much healthier life. If we could ban the use of these agricultural chemicals, the pesticides and the herbicides, they're poisoning the food, they're poisoning the land. The soil is being poisoned. We're running out of fresh water. The great underground aquifers are not only lowering, but they're also polluted. So we're gradually, and it seems faster now, polluting the world. So we've got to alleviate poverty, because if you're really poor, you have to cut down the last tree to try and grow some food in your desperation or make charcoal. We've got to change the mindset of all the rest of us, because don't we all have more than we need? I have more than I need. I try to leave a light ecological footprint, traveling in planes, staying in hotels. I leave a heavy ecological footprint, but our Roots and Shoots kids have planted millions, literally millions of trees. So I hope that absorbs the CO2 that I've created. And I do travel on a commercial plane. And then we must address human population growth. We can't just ignore it. And then there's corruption. These are the four problems that somehow with our intellects we have to try to solve. And it's very difficult to solve any of these with this political swing to the far right, where always economic development comes ahead of saving the environment. And how crazy is it to think we can have unlimited economic development on a planet of finite natural resources? Some places we've used them up faster than nature can replenish them.
And where people have taken your advice, so I think of one example of Gombe, where that's been done, and now they see the chimpanzees, in fact, as a value to them, because it values their economy, and they better understand what they have is worth a lot. And I've seen that myself in seeing the mountain gorillas at Virunga. They're the only species of great ape, to my knowledge, that is actually stable and maybe increasing in population. Their numbers are about, they're okay anyway, relatively speaking, to the other great apes. And I would argue it's because of ecotourism as well.
It's ecotourism managed properly. And unfortunately, ecotourism often gets out of hand and destroys the very nature that people travel so far to see. But, you know, around Gombe, we help the people living in poverty. We improve their lives in the ways that they suggest. So we give them the tools to improve their lives, to find ways of living that don't involve cutting down the forest. And they now understand that saving the forest gives them clean water and clean air. And it's not just to save the chimpanzees and the other wildlife. It's to save future generations of their people. So they become our partners. And where there were bare hills around Gombe, there's now trees come back. And we've got the same program in six other African countries.
And that could be, and well, I'd argue you've created a model. And that could be, but it is a model, if people listen.
It is a model, yes.
If people listen.
Yes, but we can't, you know, too many animal rights people keep humans out of the picture. But we're all in this together.
We're animals.
We are animals.
Yeah.
And, you know, people living in poverty will do things because they have to.
What makes you happiest?
Being out in nature alone, especially in a forest, or with a dog.
Ah, I like that answer. Why a dog?
Because dogs are very special. They always have been.
I mentioned earlier we evolved with dogs. I argue they understand us better than we understand them, perhaps.
Well, I think some of us understand them very well.
Is it the loyalty of a dog? Is it...
It's just the affection. It's just the companion. I mean, we now have proof that a dog in a classroom will improve the work of children.
Yep.
A dog sitting with autistic children, for the first time they may read because they read to the dog.
And dogs will help people in hospitals even to heal faster.
Yes, and even horses.
Yes, yes. So it's not only dogs.
No, it's not only dogs.
That we are all connected, aren't we?
Yeah.
I saw a video on your page that I shared of a gentleman who helped raise an orphan condor, a large,
as
an adult, even as a subadult.
Yes, because I came rushing to greet him.
Yeah.
He put his head up here. Yes, I know.
A condor.
Yeah.
So it's not only, yes, I agree we have a special relationship with dogs. There's no question about that.
But other animals, too. There's no question. Animals can help people.
I have one more question for you, because I've gone over time.
I know you have.
You're aware of that. One question. What is your vice?
My advice is...
Your vice. Like, is it chocolate? Is it... What is your secret when you're all alone? Is it chocolate?
Well, a square of chocolate, is that a vice?
Not necessarily, no.
A little tot of whiskey, is that a vice?
I'm not here to judge.
Well, I can't think of any real vice that I have.
Well, I signed that petition that's going around about you earning the Nobel Peace Prize. I sure hope you do, not only because you deserve it, because that will give you an even larger platform to spread all the messages that you spread, and in only a way that you do it. Thank you so much for everything you do. It is my honor to sit here to talk to you. You don't know how exciting this is for me. You don't. But what's most important, I think, is that your messages resonate, and that more and more and more people hear your messages.
Well, you know, I haven't said the most important message.
Yes.
So let's end up with that.
Yes.
That every single day, every single one of us lives, we make some impact on the planet. We have a choice as to what kind of impact we're going to make. If we start thinking about the consequences of the little choices, what do we buy? Where did it come from? Did it harm the environment? Did it result in cruelty to animals? Is it cheap because of child slave labor? If we begin asking those questions and making ethical choices, it may seem nothing if I do that, but if millions and then billions of people make ethical choices... And so that's why we must reduce poverty. That's why we must have a different mindset for the rest of us and think about population growth on a planet with finite resources.
We can all make a difference? Even me?
Especially you. You've got a radio program.
Don't miss one of Lyle's most treasured festivals, Eyes to the Skies. Pretty dramatic, huh? July 4th through the 6th. I mean, this event is known... literally all over the country. Eyes to the Skies features morning and evening hot air balloon launches, tethered balloon rides,
two stages of live music, nightly fireworks, a children's area filled with activities for kids of all ages, a craft fair, and over 50 food vendors. Eyes to the Sky's tickets are on sale now with proceeds benefiting local charities. Get your Eyes to the Sky's tickets at eyestotheskies.org, eyestotheskies.org. What a thrill to interview Jane Goodall. Dr. Goodall, at the age of 85, still travels all over the world. People ask me all the time, who, of all the people you've spoken to, Steve, who is your favorite? There's no question. I mean, she is inspiring. She is benevolent, but yet very forceful about peace on Earth, about changing the planet. Sometimes I travel all over the planet, not like Jane Goodall, and speak about animal welfare issues. But sometimes I do so in Chicago, and I will be July 27th as part of a larger conference on animal behavior. This day, the 27th, speakers begin at 9 a.m., and it's free, my favorite four-letter word. So you can see me for what I'm worth, which is nothing. It's absolutely free. I will be speaking about the Fear-Free Initiative to minimize fear, anxiety, and stress of animals in shelters, of veterinary visits, and even our own pets at home. This all happens, again, starting at 9 a.m. I speak at 11 a.m. At the University of Illinois at Chicago Student Center, East Building 302. More information on my website, and that is stevedale.tv. Win the ultimate White Sox family reunion. Just listen to The Roe Khan Show with Anna DeVantes, weekday afternoons at 5:40 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN on TuneIn. Here is the WGN News.